picking blackberries in the yard, and she stepped in a hole and fell. And we ran like the devil to let them know that she had fell. And she broke her leg. And it like I said, it's kind of a sad memory, but I remember that like it was yesterday, picking blackberries with her.
Okay, Mr. Joe, it's your turn. It's your turn. Wake up over there. I know we done clicked something now.
I had bad memories of old mine.
Oh, this should be
something. I fell, broke my own leg. Run over myself in a car.
Run over yourself in the car?
Yeah, twice.
Huh?
Mm. How you do that?
I wanted, yeah.
I got out of it, called myself, putting it in park and put it in reverse. When I got out, I fell out of it, been raining, I fell out of it. And I knocked it in reverse when I fell out of it. And the car run back and run over.
So
backed over my leg and broke it.
So where did you go to the doctor?
I went to the doctor up at North Fuller.
Oh, so that's recent then?
About 6 years ago.
Oh, see, that's the reason I want to know something back in about 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Can't remember that far back.
Oh, yes, you can. I want a good story, not a sad, bad
thing. That wasn't sad. Everybody laughed at
me. Or was it one special moment when you met Miss Ann and got married?
A sad story.
So how long you all been married now?
56 years.
So how'd you meet her?
Family.
Well, it wasn't an arranged marriage.
No. They was already. He lived at Alfredo. Before they moved to Atlanta. Now I just got out of service.
Come on, there's got to be something happy. You're not a normally sad kind of person, are you? What's the deal on your dad here? He's got to have some happy stuff, isn't he? He's not like a mean or sad person, is he?
No. He passed that introvert stuff to me. It's kind of hard too.
Now I know he's not sad because when he used to come to my house and cut my daddy's hair, they'd be in there laughing, and I don't know who'd be telling the biggest tale, but they'd be laughing plenty of it. I wasn't allowed to come in the kitchen or where the haircutting was coming.
I see. So you had those kind of stories going on. You can't tell your stories in polite company, is that it? Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, you might get convicted.
Okay, so you're trying to skip out with no story.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't hardly right. Everybody had a story or a song, something they had to pass on, you know, something to tell, to put on. There's got to be, something. You wouldn't even tell the horse thing. They only got bits and pieces.
Oh, the horse didn't bother me. My horse wanted to kick my brother side of the head.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Laid him out. I'm just...
Open your eyes at least. Make it look like you're trying to come up with something.
Dream better with your eyes closed.
So you can tell us how many haircuts you messed up then.
You didn't tell me about your barber days.
Zero.
I already know about your barber days. You didn't mention that in your job description. So you had done a fair amount of haircuts?
Yeah, I was.
And that was just kind of your on the side thing?
Yeah.
I see. Well, I appreciate your time, and thank you for letting me interview you.
You're welcome.